This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that on the sidelines of the high-level meeting, he met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, St. Lucia's Foreign Minister Alva Baptiste, and Foreign Minister of Somalia Abdisalam Ali. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart David Van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. The External Affairs Minister also met Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, where he discussed the bilateral ties between India and Denmark and India-EU cooperation under the Danish presidency. Dr. Jaishankar informed that he also interacted with his counterparts from Mauritius, the Maldives, Sri Lanka and Lesotho. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need for collective efforts to strengthen India's identity as a cultural power alongside its growing stature as an economic power. Speaking at the 64th National Exhibition of Arts ceremony organized by Lalit Kala Academy in New Delhi, the president said art is a powerful medium to enrich cultural heritage and make society more sensitive. She highlighted that Indian art is continuously evolving and presenting new dimensions.
इस प्रदर्शनी में प्रदर्शित विविध माध्यमों जैसे कि चित्रकला, मूर्तिकला, ग्राफिक कला, सिरेमिक और फोटोग्राफी से यह स्पष्ट है कि भारतीय कला लगातार विकसित हो रही है और नए आयाम प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं। हमारे कलाकार अपने विचारों, अपने दृष्टि और अपनी कल्पनाशीलता से एक नए भारत की छवि प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं।
Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday and discussed security and development concerns of Punjab along the international border with Pakistan. According to sources, he has apprised the Prime Minister that there is need to create employment opportunities for the youth in the state, especially in border districts, by encouraging industries to set up industrial units in these sensitive areas. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has emphasized that the diversification of agriculture towards the energy and power sector is the need of the country. Addressing the second edition of India Bioenergy and Tech Expo in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said 65% of India's population belongs to agriculture and rural areas and their contribution to the GDP is only 14%. He added that poverty and unemployment in villages stem from farmers not getting fair prices for their produce. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi, said Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. Mr. Tyagi further said that Pakistan must find some time away from exporting terrorism, harbouring UN-proscribed terrorists and bombing its own people. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is in a great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. Addressing the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New York, Mr. Goyal said the government aims to grow its clean energy capacity from over 250 gigawatts to 550 gigawatts. He added that the government expects to increase its trade with the US on energy products in the upcoming years. Mr. Goyal said India and the US can plan to collaborate on nuclear power. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in afternoon trade today. Barring PSU banks and FMCG, most other sectoral indices were trading in the negative zone. And with that, we end this news bulletin.